Hey, let's do it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Welcome to my favorite hour of the whole week. It is the Rainmakers Power Hour, where our beautiful hosts, Wendy Butler, Leanne Nguyen, also known as the Credit Ninja, and myself, Macy Nelson, we interview some of the best and brightest in the world who have been amazing business leaders and just influencers all together. We stream it live every week on Chatter. So if you're listening to this and you're not on Chatter, download the app, join the conversation. You can ask your questions. We do round robins. Everybody gets to ask questions. Join us on Chatter. You can also follow us on Instagram at Rainmakers Power Hour, and you can find out more on our website, rainmakerspowerhour.com. So tonight, Wendy, who do we have for tonight?
Well, we have Owen Beanie, and I'm going to let Credit introduce him here shortly. But first, I would like to take a moment to thank our sponsors, Ollie Bigler of Smarter Aircraft, who is here in the audience today. Smarter Aircraft is the next generation of private aviation investments. We also have Rhett Butler in the house with William & Harry, luxury brand exotic golf shoes. You can find them on williamandharry.com. You can see our hat. So guys, take a look at those websites. You see, we are very appreciative of our sponsors, but Credit, let me let you introduce our guest speaker for today.
Oh my God, this is going to be a fun one, guys. This gentleman here, we've had some history together on a social audio app. I'm just going to say it, Clubhouse. And now we've transitioned into Chatter, which is the next level version 100.1. I don't know what it is here. But Owen and I have spent the last, I've known you for 5.5 years, Owen. And we've been through multiple thousands of hours on the app. We literally sleep on the app together as a group. You make it how you want to see, but it's just this friendship that we have built, the relationship that we have built. And he's probably one of the best points travel expert in the world, okay? And he has a really interesting story. He started as a paparazzi, and he used to fly on these planes. He's going to elaborate on that. But that transitioned him into what he does today, which is an authority in the travel space. You'll always find him on, air quotes, beds on planes. That's his thing. He has a pillow. Look on top. There's a pillow that says the points partner. He's probably one of the most interesting content creators out there. People always want to get in his world. He's always given value. But I'm going to hand this off to Owen Beanie, one of my dear friends. And he has his own intro. So here we go.
Good morning. Good afternoon, or indeed good evening to you all, and welcome to what is likely to be the most exciting afternoon or evening of your entire lives. I shall start by doing a formal introduction of myself, a little bit of history on who the hell I am, why I have a British accent, and why I'm talking to you for the next few minutes. And while I'm talking, please have a pen and paper and have some questions ready for after I'm done. For those that don't know me, Ninja's already got the pen and paper ready. I love it. For those that don't already know me, my name is Owen. I am known as the Points Partner. And what I do is I help individuals and businesses truly mathematically maximize their credit card spend. And I help them get as many credit card points as is humanly or mathematically possible for their lifestyle. And then I teach them how to use said points efficiently. In other words, I put people on beds, on planes for free. That is what I do for a living. And the story of how I got here and what I do now is probably even more interesting than all everything you've heard so far. So it started off with, I lived in London and I was a paparazzi warlord. My dad and I owned a large international paparazzi photography agency. And I was like a crappy James Bond. I flew around the world chasing celebrities in fast cars and helicopters and drugs and sex and violence and rock and roll and hip hop music. And I did that for many years. And my job was, I had 1,500 photographers underneath me. My job was to find celebrities and go chase them and get pictures, which included going to the airport every day of the week and private jets and helicopters and first class and lounges and all that kind of good stuff. And that's where I learned the skill set of ports and credit cards and points and miles and all that kind of stuff. Hop, skip, and a jump after 20 years of doing that. I got sent to Los Angeles to cover the breakdown of what was the breakdown of Britney Spears. For those of you who know Britney Spears, you'll know that breakdown never ended, which means I never left. And I found myself living in Los Angeles, by coastal, by international, between LA, New York, and London. Pretty much every 2 or 3 days, I was on a bed on a plane between the three, bouncing around and covering Britney. And Britney became Paris Hilton, and Paris Hilton became Nicole Richie, and Nicole Richie became Kim Kardashian, which became Brad and Angie, which became so on and so forth. And I found myself living in Los Angeles. And I did that for many years. Eventually, the industry, around the time when TMZ became a thing, the industry collapsed, all the big money was gone, and I saw the writing on the wall. From an entrepreneurial perspective, I knew that the game was up. There was no more money left in that game. It was time for me to move on. And after being a paparazzi warlord for 20 years, the only other skill set that I had was credit card points and air miles and hotels and the A-list lifestyle on a kind of a beer budget. And that's how the points partner started. I started off doing one-on-one consultations with people, helping them choose the right credit card and showing them how to move points out of credit card companies and into airlines where they become air miles, and how to search one way, and what about the taxes, and how do I get to the airport for free? How do I get into the lounge? Answering all those questions. And I started off here, and then I ended up helping people find flights using their miles, booking flights. And then I linked up with all the credit card companies, and now I have all the credit card companies on my website, and I can do private consultations to help people choose the right credit cards for them so they can get the most amount of points and what order to get the credit cards and all these things. Hop, skip, and a jump until we get to the pandemic. All planes got grounded. We're all at home on a different audio app talking, and I had nothing to do. So I just answered people's questions 24 hours a day online. And I grew this enormous following. It's now, I don't know, about just over half a million followers. Everyone had their hands out and said, more information, but we can't afford to see you privately like the rich people in Beverly Hills. And Credit Ninja, I have to give her credit where credit is a credit ninja. She said, you've got to do an online course. And I was like, I'm not doing an online course. They're like scammy online cowboy courses. And she beat me over the head with a until I made one. And I made one and it went viral. And to this day, the same course that I made 5 years ago is still selling every day of the week. And it's called the Fly Free Academy. It's a 6-hour binge watch of me in a weird British accent telling you exactly how to do this. And it went super viral. I ended up going on Good Morning America. And the rest is history. And from that, people after the course wanted something else. So I created a community called the Inner Circle, which is a membership, which there's hundreds of people that come to that. And we meet every week. I also find flights, book flights, private consultations, after dinner speaking, merch line. From an entrepreneurial perspective, I have drained every single possible business model and outlet that could be done with the magic sauce that I've got, with the information that I've got. It's incredibly bespoke and unique. It's not something that everyone knows about. And I genuinely can bring value to people. And my two favorite words whenever I'm on social media, be it Chatter or any other app, is there's only two words that really matter as an influencer or as an entrepreneur. And that is value and trust. That's it. Either you're bringing people value and they trust you and they will purchase your course, your consultation, your product, services, whatever it is, or they don't. It doesn't make any difference how valuable you are if people don't trust you. And there's no point earning somebody's trust if you don't have anything valuable to sell them. Value and trust from an entrepreneurial perspective are the absolute pillars, foundation of everything I do. If I can't bring value, I don't charge anyone. You don't trust me, there's no point in me offering you anything.
I'm going to give you a break really, real quick. Take a deep breath because I'm going to ask you this one question. My favorite word is access. Access to knowledge, access to people, access to opportunity. And it all. And I started in the credit space too, where I fixed my own problem. And from what I see, you figured out the situation by actually using it and find out that worked and that didn't work. And I got on the plane before everybody else. How important is access for you when access to information for the points world?
It's everything. So essentially all I'm doing is giving access to people for a business class experience that can't afford. That's all it comes down to. It's very simple. It's not rocket science. It's not magic. I don't have a magic source. I'm not cheating the airlines or the credit card companies. It's just sexy math. And the reason it's sexy math is because if I said 2 + 2, everyone's going to fall asleep. But if I show you a picture of me on an $11,000 bed on a plane, sipping champagne and saying I paid $12 for it, that's sexy math, my friends. So it's about access to free upgrade, a better experience, a luxury, getting from your house to the airport for free, going through the airport, global entry, pre-check, clear, for free, going to a lounge, stuffing your face, food and drink, for free, getting on the plane and turning left, not turning right, getting a bed on the plane, sleeping well, luxury caviar, champagne, getting to the other end, whizzing through with global entry for free, and getting picked up in an Uber for free, your hotel for free. That is a free travel day. And that's what I offer people. And you don't need to be a millionaire. You don't need to cheat anyone. You don't need to steal. You don't need to lie. You don't even need to spend a lot on your credit cards. You just need to understand the math behind it so that you can manipulate it and leverage it in your favor to suit you. There are 3,000 credit cards in America, and there are 350 million people. The odds of each person picking the right credit card for them essentially makes me unlike Tinder or Bumble for humans and credit cards. I just have to match them up with the ones that like each other. So it's really it's a type of math. It's a type of financial literacy or education that nobody's focusing on. Everyone's worried about Bitcoin and dollars and yen. I'm worried about credit card points. I can turn them into 10 times the value. But
now, Macy, go. I know you have a question. When the stock market word came out of Owen's mouth, her eyes lit it up. Go ahead, Macy.
Okay, you have me intrigued. I am interested. I want to live like you're living. How do I start? Give me this. What do I do? How do I get with you? What do I need to do?
So there's a bunch of different ways, depending on how much you spend a month on your credit cards. So I'll just give you all the different options. Option one is go to my website. There's a free online course that's about an hour and a half, maybe 90 minutes. Start by watching that. You can learn this by my weird British accent. That's a great place to start. And you can, if you like the course and you're learning from it and you want to continue, there's a longer paid version that's about 6 or 7 hours. You can binge watch it in maybe 2 evenings, and that would be good enough to get you up and running. And Credit Ninja made me create a discount code. It's Chatter, and it's good until midnight tonight, and that will get you $100 off the course. And the course is only, I think it's $330 or something, so you get $100 off until midnight tonight. But nobody should purchase that without watching the free one and check it works for you. Some people can learn visually, some people can't, right? So that's one way. A second way is if you're somebody who spends a lot of money on your credit card, a lot is classified as over $8,000 a month. For some of you, that may be very little. For others, that will sound like a lot. For those of you who spend over $8,000 a month, I would recommend seeing me privately. On my website, there's options to have 15 minutes on Zoom with me or 2 hours on Zoom with me. But either way, you need to speak to me to find out specifically what you need. Why? If you spend a lot of money, the likelihood is you're spending in somewhere that isn't normal. It's not the obvious food or drink or gas. It's probably something for business. It's probably marketing online or something, a lot of Best Buy or Amazon. Or you're spending in a weird and wacky place that I can help you maximize and get you 5 times the amount of points in those places by doing this button and moving it there and clicking this and shoving that there. Start by...
I have to stop you. This is really important. We just got a $20 rocket from Nelson, and Nelson is the creator of this app. I just want to shout him out. Thank you, Nelson.
I am loving this. Most of the people that are watching on Chatter, and by the way, if you're not on Chatter, download the app again, and then you can be in the mix with the Rainmakers. A lot of us are spending like me. I own a business. A lot of people in your audience right now own a business, and we're averaging realistically about $100,000 a month in credit card. That's where I am.
Someone in your shoes should speak to me privately on Zoom, and I'll have a PDF download of your credit card statement for me to go through before we even speak so that I can dissect it, do the math, and create a sequence.
So you make it personal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we've got his website pinned, ladies. Is that right? It's up there. So everyone can find it pinned on the top and we can book a session with you.
I want to come at it from a demographic perspective. If you're somebody who's spending less than $8,000 a month, go watch my online course, the cheapest, quickest way to learn this stuff quickly. If you're spending a lot, absolutely see me privately, even if it's just for 15 minutes to get some advice or a full 2-hour life-changing consultation. But I want to explain this. I'm not here to sell my services. I'm here. Credit asked me to come and educate, and I want to make sure I do that. So I want to explain the process chronologically of how to win at this game. The absolute starting point is to have good credit. If you don't already naturally have good credit, speak to Credit Ninja. She'll help you with that. Having good credit is the absolute fundamental starting point. Why? Your credit is a tool. It is like a driving license. It is like a gun. You can do good with it or you can do bad with it. And there is no hanging around. Either you're going in the right direction or you're going in the wrong direction. So start by going in the right direction with your credit. And then the world literally is your oyster. That's the first point. Second is getting the right credit cards for your lifestyle. If anyone ever tells you, your friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, this one or that one says, oh, you've got to get this credit card. It's so good. It gives you 5 times points on this. Ignore them. That's what they think is good for them, not what is good for you. What is good for you depends on your credit score, what credit cards you've currently got, how much money are you spending a month, where are you spending that, what's your home airport, what class are you traveling, and how many times a year? And unless they can answer all those questions for you, they don't know what the best credit card is for you. I do. And I will tell you, based upon where you're spending your money, how to maximize that mathematically, not my opinion. I don't work for American Express or Capital One. I work for you, and I will explain to you that this credit card will give you 3 times points in that place, and this one will give you 4 times points in that place, and we can truly mathematically maximize and get you as many credit card points as is humanly possible. You'll have points coming out of orifices that you didn't even know existed by the time I'm done with you.
And I want points coming out of everywhere.
And so understand that's the starting point, getting lots of points, right, on a consistent basis. And the order in which you sequence these credit cards makes a huge difference. All these banks and credit card companies have these little rules. Oh, you can do this and you can't do that. And you've got to do this first. And you won't get that if you do that. And I've spent 25 years working out all those rules. I'm pointing because that's all the gray hair that I've achieved by reading the small print of everything ever. And you buy like a toilet brush and you just throw out the packet. I don't throw out the packet. I read the back of the packet. Because there's some useful information.
You're a packet reader. Good. A lot of us don't have time for that. We need you to read the packet for us.
Right. So getting the sequence of getting all the credit cards is very important. All of this conversation that we've had so far about getting lots of yummy points is not even the big bit. This is the small bit. Getting the points is the easiest bit. It will take me 15 minutes with you to get you the right credit card. But what you do with those points once you've got them makes all the difference. Because you have two different ways of using your credit card points. Get your pen and paper out now. The first way of using your credit card points is to go through the credit card company's travel portal. When you do this, you're likely to get around 1 cent per point that you've got. 1 cent of free travel for each point that you've got. So for argument's sake, if you have 100,000 credit card points, you have $1,000 worth of free travel. That's the point where everyone in this room on that YouTube, everyone goes, oh, we're having this exciting conversation about $1,000. I'm out. I'll go scroll to the next thing. Don't leave just yet. Because if you do it correctly, you can move your credit card points out of the credit card company and into airlines, and they magically become air miles. And you can increase the value tenfold by doing it at the right time, which means that $1,000 becomes $10,000 worth of free travel. And at the risk of sounding like a secondhand car salesman, but there's more, because these credit card companies have bonuses. If you do it at the right time, you get an extra 20, 30, 40, and sometimes even 50% by moving at the right time, which means that $1,000 free travel and $15,000 worth.
Well, oh, wait, stop there. Okay, give us an example of that transfer. I think Avios or some, what's going on right now? Or which one is it?
I'm going to give you a perfect example. Thank you. Right now.
Okay.
Right now, you can move your American Express points from American Express into British Airways, and there's a 30% bonus. Now, for those of you who are thinking, I don't care about British Airways or this British guy, I'm not going to London. But British Airways is a part of a whole gang of airlines called One World, which includes, and not limited to, American Airlines, Alaskan Air, Qantas, Finnair, Iberia, Qatar, and 20 others. In other words, you can fly anywhere in the world doing that. And you've just got a 30% bonus for doing absolutely nothing. You've got four different major credit card companies. You've got 75 good travel credit cards, all earning you different points. They've all got different bonuses at different times. You can truly squeeze and squeeze. And what you'll end up with is a complete lunatic like me that does $250,000 worth of free travel every year. And I spend the same on my credit card as everyone else does in this room. I just make the most of it. There's no magic sauce. I'm not a magician. I'm not gatekeeping, but there is a lot of information to learn, and learning it in the right order and doing it in a consistent way, safely for your credit score, safely for your friends, your family, your wallet, and all those things, requires a conversation longer than an hour. It requires a minimum of 6 hours to get you started. And even then, it's crack. As soon as you get in, you're like, I need more. When's the next one? When's the next thing? And I just got back and I want to go again. It becomes an obsession, a hobby, and it became my life. It started off as a hobby. Now, all I do, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I run around like a headless chicken, helping every human that I can get the next credit card, get the next point, get on the next bed on a plane, and live life a better way. You don't have to spend your entire life staring at people, walking past them in business class. It's been arranged in a way, and most people think that can't be a consistent thing. If everyone did it, it wouldn't work. It would. Let me explain to you why it would. The airlines don't make money from you buying tickets. I'll say that again. Airlines do not make any money from selling tickets on planes. They make all their money from the credit card companies and they sell them air miles in advance. Wendy, they don't want your $150 from Miami to New York. What they want is for you to put $10,000 a month on your Delta credit card, and they sell the air miles to American Express, who give them to you as a bonus for spending on that credit card. It's like corporate mafia. The airlines, the credit card companies, and us get together and win, and everyone else pays for it. And if you're not a part of the mafia, the legal travel mafia, then you're the one paying for it.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea about this. And I will say this, my husband, Rhett Butler, is in the audience here, and I'm sure he's got some questions for you. When I married him, I had two credit cards. Okay. Immediately, I went to 20 credit cards because we've got to have all these points and all this stuff. And I'm thinking we need to consolidate and can do a consult with you, obviously, because I don't think we're maximizing them. Now, granted, he's really good about, for whatever reason, he always ends up and bumped up to first, and I'm always the one in the middle part or whatever. So I need some help. We need help over here, Owen.
You use the word bump. Right? Oh, we got bumped up. We got upgraded. Those are two words not in my vocabulary. I'm not interested in anyone getting upgraded. I'm not interested in anyone getting bumped. Okay? Why? I'm not interested. It's not a luxury experience to go stand at a gate and stare at a screen and pray to the gods that they put three letters of your last name up there. I'm not interested. That's not luxury to me. You know what luxury is to me? Is when I book the flight, they guarantee my bed on the plane and I'll show up to go lie down.
Exactly. Some of us are simple in life, but when I travel, I'm not risking not being first.
You and me, sister. So we can eliminate the upgrade and the bumping. That's not a thing that you need. Status as well. Status doesn't suit 9/10 of people. There's a very small percentage of people that should be loyal to one airline. Most people should be loyal to credit card companies with points that transfer to different airlines, so we can guarantee you the cheapest flight every single time. I want to give a quick example of what that looks like. I live in Los Angeles. Let's pretend I fly Delta and I'm going to Paris. Okay. A round trip business class ticket to Paris from Los Angeles is about $7,000. If you book that through a credit card company, that will be 100 times the cost of the flight in points. That'll be 700,000 points, please. Not going to work. But Delta is a part of SkyTeam, their crew of airlines. And one of them is Air France. And Air France will sell you Delta's business class tickets in the best case scenario for 60,000 points each way. So for 120,000 points, I can have the exact same Delta One bed on a plane from Los Angeles to Paris and back. But wait, that's before a bonus. So if I move the points during a 30% bonus, now I'm only paying 80,000 points for that 700,000 point ticket. And that's a very simple example of what we do.
And blown away. And so obviously this is changing. Like, you find out that British Airways was having the 30%, and the rest of us are out there doing our day jobs and we're not paying attention to that.
I got you covered. So I have a community called the Inner Circle for people that care about it. And every 2 weeks, I do a 2-hour private Zoom call and catch everyone up on all the changes and things they need to know and bonuses. I send out an email. My assistant sends out an email the next day with timestamps, links to the things that I was talking about. And we have a private Facebook group where you can 24 hours a day say, hey, try to book me and my husband this. Can anyone help? And people jump in. I have 100 people in there to answer all the questions 24 hours a day. It never stops. There is not a points and miles credit card question that I can't answer or can't help with and get done in real time. And the reason I say real time is this is not just about planning travel. This is people that are, once you hang out with me, you're going to be in airports an awful lot more. So you're probably in an airport when you have that question, or you get stuck, or the flight gets canceled, or they bump you, or the luggage got lost. Helping you next Tuesday is not going to help. Helping you now helps. So I created a service and a system that I've got it covered 24 hours a day. I got you. Not an hour ago.
Love it.
I had some.
Hey, I do want to, Owen, I've got to take one pause because people are sending us rocket chats and you don't know what that is, but people in the audience are throwing money at us in the chat. So thank you to Nelson Apega. Thank you, DJ Ice Mike, Danielle, Pacey. Am I missing?
Sheree.
From New York.
We want black eyes. Keep sending it to us.
Owen, you have your point and we have ours. Okay. And here, and for those of you on YouTube and X, you're not making money while you're in your rooms and you're on the wrong app, right? So anyway, I just had to do a shout out for those people that are throwing money at us in the chat. Oh, and they like what you're saying. So continue, please.
Okay, so let's do some other stuff. Let's talk about the pyramid of points. This is what I call the points partners pyramid of points. If you're having a cocktail, don't even try and repeat that. The points partners pyramid of points. What is the pyramid of points? The pyramid of points is what I want all of you to remember after this conversation, and we all go away back to our normal lives. I want you to imagine that me, Wendy, and Macy and Credit are on a beach, and I take a handful of sand and I drop it on the beach bed. And because of gravity, that sand will land in a pyramid. And I want you to remember that pyramid. At the top of the pyramid is the credit card points. And at the bottom of the pyramid are the airlines and air miles. And you can, when it makes sense, move your points from the top of the pyramid to the bottom of the pyramid. You can move your credit card points and they become air miles within the airlines. But the reason I want you to remember the pyramid and the gravity is that points can only move down the pyramid. They cannot move up. So don't come to me and say, oh, I've got United, Delta, American, JetBlue, Hawaiian air miles. What can you do? I can't do anything. I can see what they've got on their website. But if you have credit card points, I can check every airline under the sun, find you an awesome deal, and we can move the points down. They become air miles, and we quickly book you your bed on a plane. That is probably the absolute fundamental stuff that you have to start with. I want to, for those people that are listening, that are having a great time, but are thinking, sounds great, I don't have the time and it sounds very complicated. Another service that I offer is that I'll do it all for you. So if you have points, you don't want to learn, you don't want to watch an online course, you don't want to come to a Zoom call, you could just fill out a travel form on my website. It will take 10 seconds. Tell me what points you've got, where you want to go, how many people, what class, and I will go find you the best deals, come back to you and say, do you want this one or this one? And I'll help you book it, and I'll charge you just for booking it for you. That's another thing that we do as well. Pretty much anything you can think of to do with credit cards, points, air miles, to the airport, lounge access, beds on planes, everything that from A to Z, I've got the solution, regardless of whether you've got no money, lots of money, you want to go a lot, a little, you like to learn, you don't want to learn. I have an answer for it all. And all of that comes from, I think, an entrepreneurial education that I got with and from credit over the pandemic. 24 hours a day, we had, maybe 1,000 of us entrepreneurs that slapped our heads together and said, how do we really genuinely bring value to people? And slipping back into my entrepreneurial shoes for just a minute, too many people sit around trying to make money and not enough people sit around saying, how can I help somebody? And the money will come once I help them. So really, everyone needs to sit back and think genuinely, how can you help? How can you bring value to someone? And I promise you, if you do that enough, the money will be the least of your problems. And I wanted to point that out because all of the business models that I have weren't designed to extract money from people. They were designed to help people the way that they wanted to be helped. And nobody has an issue paying for things when it helps them. It's when you want to charge somebody money for something that didn't help them that's the problem. So start with how you can help someone. What is your magic sauce? What is your product or service? And how can you serve people better? And the rest of it, really, it just keeps going.
It's funny you say that because we've had a lot of entrepreneurs on our show and almost every single one of them has the same story. They started helping others and then found a way to monetize it. And we're probably going to be the first customers that when we leave this podcast, I don't know, might be in a race with Macy. I do want to give the audience a chance to ask some questions, Owen, because I know that there's going to be a lot of people that want to ask you. So does anybody have a question for Owen? Sometimes I cannot see the hands as a host occasionally. So
I'll love to ask a question if you guys don't mind.
Perfect. Go ahead, Nelson. Nelson's the creator of the app.
Good evening.
What's up, man?
Good evening, my man. It's good to see you again, brother.
It's been a whole minute.
It has. Owen, so when I transfer my points, I found that United, what's the group the United is under again?
Starline.
Can't remember off the top of my head. That one and Aeroplan seem to be the best for me personally. What are your thoughts?
Yes.
And is there better?
If you're based in New Jersey, or Denver, that would make sense because United is a part of Star Alliance. And what you mentioned were other members of Star Alliance. So what are the Star Alliance hubs in America? EWR, Newark, New Jersey, and Denver in particular. So if you're flying specifically out of those two places, you will find that those will help you more. Star Alliance is also the largest of the three alliances. So you have Star Alliance, SkyTeam, and Oneworld. And Star Alliance represents about 40% of all the flights in the skies. So having access to Star Alliance is mathematically slightly more advantageous than some of the other ones, slightly. And your best entrances into Star Alliance for availability will be United, but not the best pricing. Air Canada Aeroplan is the name of their frequent flyer program, is phenomenal and has phenomenal pricing. And Avianca Life Miles, which is a South American airline that most of you have never heard of, is as good. You can book more United and Swiss Air and Lufthansa and Thai Air from Avianca and Air Canada than you can from United itself, and it will be cheaper, and the taxes will be less as well. So understanding how these all connect to each other is a huge part of this. And in my online course, there's a chart that you can download so you can see what connects to what, and you can do it on your own.
So what you're saying then, and I just want to make sure I'm understanding this, if I need to go from point A to point B, and I always go United, for instance, or I always go American, I should check these other airlines and book it through another airline, and then they're going to sell me the United or American for cheaper.
Exactly that. And I'll give you an example for all of the airlines, because Nelson loves United, but United is cheaper on Air Canada. American Airlines is cheaper on British Airways, and Delta is cheaper on Virgin Atlantic. The same seat in the same plane.
That's wild.
Crazy.
This morning I booked a woman from New York.
My dog is excited.
I booked a woman in New York from New York to Paris. And she said, I will only fly Delta One. On Delta, it was 360,000 miles. I booked her on the same exact bed on a plane for 60,000 miles, booked on Air France, but the same Delta plane. So understanding how all these things connect and understanding where to get the cheap deals is the juice. That is the win.
And I can get that chart on the free course.
It might be in the free course. If it's not, it's for sure.
And the extension.
DM me, I'll send it to you. That's not the big win, but that's a part of all this information that you need, right? So the more you talk to me, I'm not gatekeeping anything. I'll answer any question. There's just a lot of information. So it's like for each individual, which credit cards do I get in which order? Where do I use them? When do I move the points? What's a good deal? What's a bad deal? How do I search? The searching is probably the most complex part. There's probably 2 hours on my course just on how to search. If you live in New York and you're going to Zurich, you don't search New York to Zurich. That would be anyone can go to Google Flights and search New York to Zurich. But understanding how to reposition yourself for a good deal, understanding how the connections work, what's a married segment, what's an unmarried segment, what about the taxes, how long does it take for the points to transfer? Those are just 10 questions of 9 million that you'll have. And my course answers all of those questions, or sit with me privately and I'll answer them bespoke to your situation. Everyone's situation is different. And what's good for Wendy is not necessarily what's good for Macy. They can have the same credit score, spend the same amount each month, both be traveling with the same amount of people on the same date, but I'll recommend different credit cards because of one small bit of information. I don't know what that is. It could be that one wants lounge access, one doesn't. One spends a lot on Spectrum every month and the other one spends a lot of Best Buy. Or each one of these details is what diverts your path, your sequence of events to get you your beds on planes for free at the end of it.
Wow. So what I'm really thinking about right now is that I don't need these 20 credit cards because I probably need to be focusing on certain ones that are more aligned with my spending habits travel habits. Is that
most likely? And we'll go over that. But a few things, whatever you don't close all the credit cards that you've got, this is where credit's going to start woodpecking, going like this. Don't close existing credit cards. It shortens your length of history and kind of messes with your credit. If you have credit cards that are paying an annual fee that you're not using anymore, you don't get any value from them, don't close them. You can downgrade most of them to a card that has no annual fee. But don't do that before you get the new cards that you do need. So there's an order to these things, understanding the sequence of events to keep your credit strong, lots of points coming in, not locking yourself out of opportunities. When you get a credit card, you don't just get that credit card, you don't get other ones. And you only have so many opportunities over a 24-month period to get what you need to get. There's all these rules. The most famous one is 524, which is Chase's rule, which is you can only get 5 new personal credit cards within 24 months. But that's only one of 25 rules. There's the Amex 290s. There's the Capital One. They've all got rules. And my boring job is to sit there and work it out for you, what you should do, when you should do it, so that you can get it all with no drama. What you shouldn't do is go on my website after this and start applying to 20 different credit cards. Don't do that. That's not the way to do it. Don't apply for any credit cards with a credit professional who is not being paid by one company to tell you what to do. So I don't work for American Express or Capital One or Wells Fargo. I work for you, so I can tell you, you might need that, you might also need this, you shouldn't do that, you do want to do this. If you talk to someone at your local bank, they're just going to sell you what they've got and they earn a commission on. Whereas I will explain to you mathematically why you would want something and you wouldn't want something else and what order to do it in.
And also, Owen, the important thing that people forget is we've been in the business. I've been in it for 31 years. I don't know how long you've been in it. But staying organized and staying informed in whatever that you're trying to figure out and aligning yourself with people like Owen. I endorse Owen. I have never endorsed anyone in the credit space but Owen ever in the 31 years. So what I'm telling you is this guy is super, super careful, very compliant, okay? And things like if you are keeping your credit card points and you're hoarding the points and not using them, the value goes down. Things like that you don't learn, Owen. And also when you screw up a relationship with Amex, you see the card behind his back, those points are gone bye-bye too. So my point is preserve that relationship and also use it as you go along. Don't hoard them all because they devalue over time. Can you speak on that, Owen?
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you a great example. Things change. Right now, you can move American Express points into Hawaiian Air, and you can move them from Hawaiian Air into Alaskan Air. And from Alaskan Air, you can book the whole of Oneworld, which is 14 different airlines. And that's a really great deal. But on June 30th, they're cutting off the connection. So if you have lots of Amex points, now is the time to move them into Hawaiian and across to Alaskan before you're completely cut off from that whole world forever. So I moved last week the largest amount of points I've ever moved in the 30 years I've been playing this game from American Express into Hawaiian, from Hawaiian to Alaskan. And then 2 days ago, my girlfriend said, I've got a TV appearance in Miami on the 10th. Can we go to London from there? I said, sure. And I found on Alaskan 55,000 points, Miami via Chicago to London in business class, slap bang in the middle of the summer, and $18 in taxes. That's an $11,000 flight. I booked two of those. So I got $22,000 worth of travel for $36.
Oh,
sorry, now I forgot to mention, I didn't pay the $36 because I have a travel credit on one of my credit cards. So nothing. It cost me nothing.
You know, it's a visual. If you guys, I would encourage everyone to follow the points partner on Instagram and watch all his stories, all his posts. Because
YouTube
and so forth. Because every time he goes somewhere, there's a picture of him laying in the bed. And on top, it says $0 or whatever, the $5, whatever. Everybody else, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. It's hilarious because visually you're thinking, I had to pay that amount. And how is this guy able to do it? So I just love that visual.
Owen, I want to ask you really quick, and then I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to ask questions in the audience. So I have right now about 2 million points on Amex, and I have about 2 million points, I think, in Hilton. You haven't mentioned anything about hotel points. How does that relate to anything? Same with hotel points.
Listen, if anyone needs to pee, go pee now because this is going to take a hot minute. Okay. So different points have different value. So I'm going to give you the cheat sheet real quick. The worst use of your credit card points is cashback. You'll get 0.6 cents per point. The next worst use is exchanging them for credit on Amazon, Rite Aid, CVS, and Walgreens, 0.8 cents per point. Then you can use them for free travel within, in your case, American Express, and you'll get 1 cent per point. If you use them for hotels, hotel points, if you earn them on their own, are worth 0.4 cents each. All hotels except Hyatt, which is worth, in my opinion, 0.9 cents each. But if you transfer your points out of the credit card companies and into airlines, you can stretch the value in some cases as high as 9 cents each. So using your points for hotels is something I would only recommend after you've booked all your travel for the year. Now, in your case, Macy, you've got a bunch of points. You've got a couple of million points. That's more than enough for all your flights for this year. So sure, we can transfer them into hotels, Marriott, Bonvoy, Hilton, whoever, and you can stay for free also. But understand, it's not a good deal.
People who have hotel points? Can they transfer those out?
Yes and no. So Marriott Bonvoy points can be transferred to any airline, but you get 1/3 of the value. So if you move 60,000 Bonvoy points into American Airlines, 20,000 will show up. So they are telling you the value is 1/3 of real credit card points, which is exactly what they are. They're worth, in fact, less than 1/3.
Wow. So
I'm going to jump in real quick. Okay. The only time that Macy just pointed out she has 1 million points on in Hilton, which I've had over 1 million too, those come in handy because it is a source of currency. For example, if I was going to LA and I was going to stay at a Bitcoin event, it was next to the Waldorf Astoria, and the room rate was $1,600 a night. And then for the point, it's only like $100,000. That is the best use of the point, because now you can draw down that and stay at the Waldorf, and everybody else is paying $2,000 to $3,000. Then you upgrade to, I'm sure you probably have status there, you can upgrade to the penthouse. And then now you have everybody coming and hanging out with you. Like when I hosted Owen at the Hilton property at the Crawfords, and I rolled away my little wagon.
We did a mastermind. Leanne put on a credit put on a mastermind in Vegas that I spoke at, and she got us the penthouse. It was incredible. For everyone else, it's awesome for you guys that have lots of points, but for everyone else listening who may not have as many points, if you have Marriott Bonvoy or Hilton points, for every four nights you book using your points, you get a fifth one free. So if you can match those up with a bonus, right now there's a bonus from Chase, 60% into Marriott Bonvoy. If you can match that and book four nights and get a fifth one free, you've ended up paying 2.5 nights to get 5 nights. Now it's a good deal.
Wendy, Leanne, we all have so many questions, but I can't see. Let me see. Does anybody have their hand up? This is the time you guys jump in. Again, if you're not on Chatter and you're watching on another channel, you don't get to ask questions. So join us on Chatter next week. Who's got a question?
Oh, and yes, this is a fantastic program as usual, but you said something that really piqued our interest. So let's say we don't want to do all this and we just want to call Owen and we have some credit card points. You'll do all this for the person, so I don't have to worry about finding this. And that's a service that we can just sign up for.
Yeah. If you go to my website, thepointspartner.com, there's a travel form. It will take you 10 seconds to fill it out. You tell me your name, what points you've got, how many, what dates you want to go, what class. Give me 24 hours. I'll come back to you with the best options. You pick one, we book it. Beds on planes. That simple.
Perfect. That's what we probably need, because this sounds actually a little too good to be true. And I've heard about it and I use a lot of points and I think I use them okay, but nothing like you just said. It's phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
All that's happened is I've taken an area of math and financial literacy that most people don't put a lot of time and effort into and put a lot of time and effort into it. There's no magic source. I'm not gatekeeping anything. There's no cheating. It is maximizing. It's taking a sponge and making sure I'm squeezing all the juice out before I put it back in the sink.
I love it. I do see Karine has her hand up. Go ahead, Karine.
Hey guys. Hey, I just wanted to say, because I know there's a lot of golfers here and I've often talked to Owen. I'm one of Owen's students and he's a very good coach, by the way. I often tell Owen that the credit card points game is like the game of golf, where you can't use one club to hit the ball and expect to win. You have to have how many clubs, Wendy? How many clubs do you have to have, Wendy, in your caddy?
I need all of it. I was about to say, I need them usually.
Exactly.
I need at least
a driver, you have a putter. Same thing with credit cards. You have a driver, you have a putter, all sorts of clubs. So you can't just have one. I just wanted to add that to the conversation. Thanks, Owen. Love you.
Ring, can you tell everyone your story of how you met me and when you had COVID?
Yes. Late 2020. Which one is that? It's all a blur, Owen. 21.
And so I'll refresh your memory. You had COVID and were stuck at home on an audio app.
It was December.
And
21.
Credit invited you into one of my rooms. And you were bored at home because you had COVID. And that's when you were one of the first people to get my online course and binge watch.
Yep. Instead of binge watching Netflix, I binge watched his course because I was stuck in bed. And in 2022, I started aggressively traveling with a strategy that I learned from Owen's class. And then this year, we're going to Southeast Asia for a month, Owen. And we're flying off of Delta straight from PDX to Japan.
Love it.
Next month, all because of you. Mm-hmm. The whole family.
I love it. I love it.
I cannot wait to take this course.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And then, of course, Rhett, that was my husband, Rhett Butler, that was talking earlier. Don't forget Amex to Hawaiian Air, honey. Just remember that one.
Again, for anyone that's listening that's interested in the online course, Credit made me put together a discount code, which is just chatter, and it's good until midnight tonight. But please watch the free part first. Make sure it's for you and you can learn from me and you like it and all that kind of good stuff.
Love it. And I do want to point out a couple of things. You were talking about your favorite words were value and trust, and Credit is her favorite word is access. And I'm going to tell you that I always say in here, my favorite is pivot, because it does seem like so many of the entrepreneurs that come on our show, like we were talking about previously, are going in one direction and things are going great. And in your case, you were doing, you know, a fabulous job as a paparazzi, making hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions. And that industry went away and you had to pivot. And look at what you're doing now. How fun is this? You're helping people, doing so many things. Just tell us a little bit about how you feel in this new life, traveling the world versus your old life, chasing the world.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I really look at it as being quite binary. I went from doing something relatively negative. I was chasing people and reporting on them, which was never a passion of mine. My dad owned the business and needed help, and I went and helped, and it just became what I did. And I never had the opportunity to really choose what I did for a living. It just was, I went into the family business, worked my way up and worked very hard. I work very hard and I give my all to whatever I'm doing. The problem was I didn't get to choose what I was doing, and I wasn't really doing much good for anyone, but I was making lots of money. And I don't think I ever, if I'm honest, I don't think I ever would have had the thought process or the balls to pivot on my own. And I was blessed enough to have my position or the industry position taken away with an industry shifting. And I was left in my dining room staring at the wall thinking, what am I going to do now? And it's, you look at what skills you have. And the only skill that I had was credit cards and points and stuff. And I mentioned it to a few friends and they laughed at me. They were like, hang on a second, you're not going to be able to make any money with that. Let's hop, skip and a jump a decade later. And at the risk of sounding mildly arrogant, just this week finished building the pool at the back of my second home in Los Angeles. There is plenty of ways to help people. Just because nobody's done it before doesn't mean you can't make money doing it or you can't help people. You would think, how would you make money knowing about which credit card to use or how to move points from a credit card company to an airline? I have 17 different business models that all make me money. And each one of them is more or less a six-figure business or more at this point, ranging from online courses, private consultation, finding flights, booking flights, helping people with credit cards, after-dinner speaking, TV appearances, merch lines, brand deals, Instagram, Facebook, keeps going. And every day there's a new one. It just goes to show you that you can bring value in so many different ways. And now, for me, I never thought that I'd become a finfluencer. That's what people... I'm a financial influencer. I'm a finfluencer.
Most definitely, yeah.
I get financial products and services that come to me now and say, you're doing such a good job teaching and being financial influencing on your own stuff. Will you talk about our app or our service or whatever it is? And now I'm making even more money helping brands with their products and services. And I'm bullying them into bringing value to my following. I'll do it, but you've got to give them 20%. You've got to give them 30% off. They need a discount code. So I'm pushing them and fighting for the burn as well. It's like a dream come true.
I want to do a shout out for a long Thank you, Lauren. I think Lauren took the course. Do you have a second to chime in, Lauren? Took his course in the beginning. I don't know if she's available.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. I was just making sure I paid off that credit card spend right now to get those points in. Yeah, Owen's course is absolutely amazing. Like the things you learn. I have actually traveled more now because of you. I'm doing work in the Middle East, so I use all those points really efficiently now for me to travel on that business class or even first class on Emirates. And with that, you just told the secret, transfer the points to Hawaiian, Hawaiian transfers to Alaska. Alaska is partners to Emirates, and off you go to Dubai. So
we're going to double the fun. Lauren, you mentioned Emirates. Emirates has just shut down its connection with all the major credit card companies. But don't worry, you can still book it via Qantas and you can still book it via Air Canada.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My next flight is through Air Canada. Unfortunately, that one, I have an 8-hour layover, but no problem. It's a cheap flight and I'm on my way.
About your 8-hour layover, when you land at YYZ, Toronto. Okay. When you get off the plane, go to any gate. Doesn't need to be the gate agent at your gate. Show them your ticket and if they can put you on an earlier flight. Within 24 hours of your flight, your ticket is no longer with the person you booked it with. It's with the airport. And the airport's job is not to sell you. It's to get you where you're going. So if there's a flight that leaves earlier that has space, they'll happily put you on it.
Actually, that is in your course too. So I remember that section. But absolutely. But I also have the fabulous platinum card so I can get in that lounge. And if I want to take a little break and network for business, that's where I'll go. Thanks, Owen, for everything you do, you guys. This discount for his course, that $100 off, you're getting so much for this money. This is like literally coffee money. It's perfect. So make sure you sign up for his course. Owen, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Good to see you again. Can't wait to hang out with you again in person.
For sure.
And Lauren's going to be our guest in a future episode of Rainmakers. Look out for that. I'm going to hand it back to Wendy so she can close out the session and then make your announcements with following Owen on Instagram and clicking that link on top. If not, find him on the website and use the code CHATTER. Go ahead, Wendy.
I did want to say thank you so much, Owen, for joining us today. You've given us so many golden nuggets. We are excited. I know I'm for sure going to be trading in some American Express points here for those Hawaiian here, probably in about an hour, I think. And we're definitely going to take advantage of your generous offer for the coupon on the courses. So thank you guys for coming in today, all our audience participants, all of you guys that gave us the rocket chat. Again, if you are over in Twitter or X, I should say, or YouTube, and you would like to be a part of our live audience, you should download the app Chatter Social, come into our room every Tuesday at 7 Eastern time and join us. And you can ask the guests questions as well. So, Owen, thank you so much. I do want to thank our tech team for all that they do, Paul Perez, Nigel on, and of course, Dan Winters. And we want to thank our sponsors, SmarterAircraft.com and William and Harry. So thank you guys, and we will see you
next week. I just booked the course. I was the first one. I just booked it right now.
Steam feed me.
I did. The code chatter does work, so thank you for that.
Wait, we got to do a picture. Ready?
Oh, yes.
And I encourage everyone to take a picture and then share it to your Instagram. Tag Owen, tag Macy, tag myself, tag Wendy, and then also Chatter Social and Nelson, and we will re-tag that. So Owen, if you could share this to your stories or your posts, that would get the word out, and we'll get that your program out to as many people as possible. But we want to, and also watch us on the replays of YouTube and Apple Podcasts and also Spotify. So
Spotify,
there it goes.
Yeah. Hey, one more picture, everybody. Say cheese. Thank you. Hey, thanks, Owen. We appreciate it so much.
Bye, everyone.
You guys have a good night.
Bye.
Thanks. Thank you, Nelson.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Nelson. Thank you, everyone, for coming.